In West Virginia, some residents say the practice of mountaintop removal mining is destroying the landscape they love. Coal industry officials argue that the health of the industry depends on it. Mountaintop removal mining has been under a legal cloud cast by the Clean Water Act. The Bush administration is planning to remove that cloud. Dan Hyman of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports.
In a mountaintop removal mine, a coal company will blast layers of rock off of a mountain to expose the coal underneath. The millions of tons of rock and dirt that cover the coal are called overburden. The question is how to classify this material. Environmentalists and some coalfield residents say overburden is waste. When waste is dumped into the streams at the bottom of many mountain valleys, it pollutes the waterways, violating the Clean Water Act. Joe Lovett is a leading West Virginia environmental attorney.
It's just dumping rock and dirt from the top of the hill to the bottom of the hill and filling the streams in the process and, of course, destroying the forest in the process.
But the mining industry argues that overburden is harmless. Bill Rainey is the president of the West Virginia Coal Association.
Just because that dirt and rock happens to be above a coal seam, it's the same dirt and rock that's in your front yard.
And Penn Coal environmental engineer Randy Maggard says the industry can't afford to change the way it gets rid of the overburden.
If surface mining overburden would be classified as waste, then that would pretty much prohibit any further mining in the Appalachian region. We don't have enough flat ridges and we don't have enough flat land to place it anywhere else.
The Bush administration is proposing new regulations that will classify overburden as fill, not waste. Greg Peck helped draft the change for the Environmental Protection Agency.
Any type of material, whether it's dirt or rock, sand, construction debris, coal overburden, mining debris, it's all covered as fill material in the current definition.
This will make it easier for the coal industry to continue mountaintop removal mining. Environmentalists estimate that valley fills have already buried more than 1,000 miles of West Virginia streams. They claim that the practice has done incalculable damage, including increased flooding and the disruption of vital ecosystems. Environmental groups have gone to court to try to stop mountaintop removal mining, and they say the rule change is an attempt to short-circuit their court action. Again, environmental attorney Joe Lovett.
Now they recognize that they've been violating the law for the past 20 years, and rather than follow the law, as agencies are supposed to do, they're attempting to change the law to justify illegal practices.
The EPA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are both involved in administering the Clean Water Act. Peck says the EPA is simply trying to clear up some regulatory confusion.
The agencies have had two definitions. As a matter of good government, the agencies agreed we needed to be operating under one.
For residents of White Oak Hollow, 30 miles south of Charleston, this is more than a dispute over legal definitions. Joe Barnett has lived here for more than 20 years. He has watched as heavy machinery dumped the top 800 feet of nearby Cayford Mountain into what were once the adjoining valleys. While a bulldozer pushes rocks down into the head of White Oak Hollow, he says the valley fill above his home has ruined their stream.
The water used to be good and clear. It used to be the boys would bring fish up here and turn them in this pond and then, you know, just let them multiply and come back and fish a little bit. But now, you know, we're not seeing no fish in it. And nothing in the creeks, no crawdads or minnows or nothing.
Barnett, himself an underground coal miner, says he feels nothing but rage towards the mine above his land. He says the company's fill has indirectly dried up his well and directly destroyed the water quality in any wells drilled since.
It's hard living up here now. The water is real red with sulfur and smells bad. And they're having to put filters on it.
Like most of his neighbors, Barnett now gets his drinking water from a huge plastic drum filled by the fire department. Rainey, with the coal industry, says this is unusual.
There's just a great preservation of the quality of water. In some cases, the water quality comes back to be more consistent and more reliable and even better than it was before we mined.
And, Rainey says, without the rule change, the industry would be crippled.
There are things that are just absolutely necessary for mining of coal to continue. There are certain things that just have to reach a degree of practicality.
Administration officials expect the new regulations to go into effect sometime in the next 2 months, but now the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee is planning hearings on the proposed change. For NPR News, I'm Dan Hyman in Whitesville, West Virginia.